Okay, so I'm just waiting in the McDonald's drive-thru. My wife wanted me to grab something for her, so I decided I would go ahead and tell you my dreams last night. I only had one that was notable. The other ones, one of them was just like being left by a youth group, which was very frustrating, and another one was just playing Call of Duty. The other one was a zombie apocalypse dream, and it was deeply disturbing. So if you don't want to listen to something a little disturbing, then don't listen to this. Basically, what happened was zombie apocalypse happened, and all the groups of people that always get together in every zombie apocalypse show were getting together. But after a few days of getting to de together, any father or son or any relation would start killing each other, and they weren't sure exactly why it was happening. Like, there were still news crews and stuff going around. I don't know how, obviously. Because it's a dream, but I watched as like two different people. One dude like grabbed a block of cement that was broken, and jumped across something and slammed it into his son's face, and it like smashed it in. And then he acted like everything was perfectly fine and didn't understand why people didn't know why he did that. And another dad grabbed his son by the head and with a let's see, what was that? It was something else big and hard. I think it was actually like a cinder block, and jumped off of a 10-foot ledge, and so whenever they hit, the son's neck snapped whenever they hit the ground, and then he just got up and walked away and went back. And he acted like, and a lot of them were doing it when people couldn't see, but they acted like nothing went wrong, it happened, and like I hadn't seen it. And there was reports going around about it all the time, and there was also a few other people, other family members and stuff like that were saying that it made perfect sense and there was no reason why not to do that. And so I was really, really confused in the dream and really worried about meeting any of my family members, which is crazy because all of my ideas for any sort of zombie outbreak or any sort of end of the world catastrophe is, of course, to stay near with my family. Not just because of my family, but also because honestly, I figured I'd have a better chance surviving with them. They're all pretty, as I said, my sisters are, before, as I said before, my sisters are pretty strong women. Both of my brother-in-laws collect guns and go shooting. One of them's a cop, and one of them is not a cop, but he's done plenty of shooting and hunting and stuff like that. And so it was just a little twist on the whole story. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if, like, going, especially since I have a son now, going with my son or my wife and kids, that I would all of a sudden turn and start trying to kill them. So it put me in a pretty bad dilemma of what to do in a really bad situation. And like, all the while is fighting zombies, and you see zombies in movies and they don't seem that scary, but really the zombies that are normally in my dream don't look like zombies as much as they look like humans. With little pieces of, like, just like bleeding in a few places, like where they got bit and some wreckage from where they walked, because it's generally the beginning of the zombie apocalypse. I don't think people realize that at the very beginning of any sort of zombie outbreak, it'd be really hard to tell the difference between a zombie and a human unless they got close. And so that would be a big, easy way for it to spread, especially in a huge city. So I don't know how many zombie dreams you guys generally have. I generally have quite a few. I've had some lucid ones and some non-lucid ones. I've been bit a few times. I've had a few rotating dreams before about it. And some of the dreams, though, like a lot of times when you're fighting zombies, you don't realize that they're gonna have cold blood, which is nasty. And that's just if it's in their veins. So if you get like fleshy, meaty places, or cut them in half or anything, you get like blood all over you. It's disgusting. But yeah, as I said, deeply disturbing. That's all I have for today. I said I had technical issues. The thing that I downloaded on my computer to change my WAV files over to MP3 files, turns out it was a trial version, even though it didn't say that when I downloaded it. So I'm going to try to see if I can just undownload it and download it again, since I didn't sign up for anything. I don't have any information except for my computer's IP address and stuff like that, so I don't know if it's that sophisticated. I actually thought it was open source when I downloaded it, so I'm gonna have to either see if that works tomorrow, because I have all day tomorrow, or I'm going to have to find another way to switch my WAV files over to MP3s, which isn't a big deal. It's not that hard to do. It's just a little frustrating that it stopped working on the one day that I only have 2 minutes up to get on my computer to switch it over. So, yeah, that's all I have for today. I spent a lot of time playing volleyball, basketball, hacky sack with a basketball, hacky sack with like a volleyball thing. I basically just demolished my body with basketball though for a couple of hours, and people I play with are not very nice, and they push and shove, and it's really, really, really intense game of basketball. We play mainly 21 teams, which is pretty fun, but yeah, very tired, and I'm hoping that'll get me some good rest tonight. I have to get up tomorrow morning around whenever either of the kids get up, and my wife has to get up at like 8, so I'm going to get to bed early and get to sleep in tomorrow. I'm going to try for some good wake back to beds all night. I'm hoping to get some good lucid dreams in, hopefully meet Frying Man. So you guys will hear from me then. And as always, this is Saints Say. Bye.